Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 428.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and I'm happy to be talking today with my friend and colleague and a prior Therapy Chat guest multiple times, Dr. Roseanne Kapana-Hodge. Dr. Roseanne is an integrative children's mental health expert and founder of the Global Institute of Children's Mental Health. She's a Connecticut certified school psychologist, a board certified neurofeedback provider, and the podcast host of It's Gonna Be Okay with Dr. Roseanne, the parenting resource for children's behavior and mental health. For 30 plus years, she has helped thousands of children and families overcome the most challenging behavioral and mental health conditions through her Brain Behavior Reset program. She's done over 10,000 QEEG brain maps and is named by Forbes as the thought leader in children's mental health. And one of her areas of expertise is PANS, PANDAS, and AE, or autoimmune encephalopathy. I'll just call it AE. It's a mouthful for me, getting used to it. But Roseanne came to my Trauma Therapist Network community last week for our training and taught our members about understanding Lyme disease, PANS and PANDAS, and other tick-borne illness, and how they present in mental health symptoms and behavioral symptoms, and what approaches to take, holistic ways of working with these symptoms and identifying treatment strategies. So I asked her to come on the podcast too, because as you'll hear, these issues are not so rare as we, you know, you used to hear about, oh, someone got Lyme disease from a tick and some people get it really bad. But what we're realizing is that it's on the rise, and she talks about that and why, and how the symptoms can be mistaken for other mental health disorders. So one thing that's very important when therapists are assessing and diagnosing and treating people is to know about how these inflammatory reactions can cause neurological symptoms that can mimic other mental health disorders. So Dr. Roseanne has a webinar series coming up that starts on April 19th. I will be there to learn, and there are CEs involved. So if you're a therapist who wants to learn more in depth and get CEs, listen to the end so you can get the info on the webinar series. And there's a link in the show notes with a discount code. So if you don't like bugs, you're going to want to take 10 showers after you listen to this. But if you pace yourself, there's a lot of good info, and I hope you'll find it useful. And I know for me, both talking with Roseanne on the podcast and sitting with her, and while she was teaching my community, I was just really thinking deeply about, wow, how prevalent this problem is and how it's often overlooked as a source of autoimmune problems. I mean, this goes a lot deeper than just Lyme disease, just strep or PANS or pediatric concerns. This is something that I think what she's teaching in this episode, I think, is something that every therapist needs to know about, because without this knowledge, you would potentially diagnose people with psychotic disorders and other bipolar and other mental health diagnoses that when they're really having a physiological reaction to a bacteria or something that's happening in their body that's causing this neuroinflammation. And if we thought it was bipolar and we were treating that with medication, it's not going to change the underlying health problems that are going to continue to progress and worsen while we're treating the symptoms and thinking that the cause is something different. So you're going to want to take some notes on this one. Let's dive right into my conversation with Dr. Roseanne. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm so happy to be talking with my friend and colleague, Dr. Roseanne Kapanahodge. Roseanne, thanks for coming back to Therapy Chat today.
Well, I always love our conversations, and I also love so much that this is impacting and helping so many, because we're helping therapists get better educated about all the ways to help our clients have better mental health.
Yes. And I'm excited because I know what we're going to talk about. And we just talked about it in my community, the Trauma Therapist Network membership community. And the therapists who were listening and watching were saying, this is fascinating. This is so helpful. I'm reevaluating, you know, some situations that have come through my caseload that I wouldn't have known in the past, some of the factors that could have been affecting these clients. And what we're going to be talking about today is, I'm going to say PANS and PANDAS, tick-borne illness, and I'm going to try to say it again, right? Autoimmune encephalopathy.
Just call it word.
AE. Yeah. Now that I know PANS, PANDAS, and AE. But before we get into that subject, those subjects, which are such an area of your expertise for decades, let's just start off by you telling everyone a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. Well, I am a psychologist, a therapist, a podcaster, a book writer, certainly an entrepreneur, and I'm on a mission to change the way we view and treat mental health. And I show people about, you know, how to change and regulate their nervous system through science-backed natural solutions. And I've only used holistic science-backed solutions since I started 3 decades ago. And what does that mean? I teach people about, you know, nutrition, actually, you know, using brain-based tools like neurofeedback, PMF, biofeedback, and other tools, and then different types of psychotherapy, as well as I'm big into epigenetics, the connection between physical health and mental health, which we'll talk about today, so therapists can be more equipped at spotting PANS, PANDAS, and know what to do about it. But, you know, I'm really on this mission to educate people, because just too many people are suffering right now, and we're not getting the job done, and we're not talking about what science is showing us actually is working.
Well, I'm so grateful because I would say in the past 5 years or so for me, in my practice and in my personal life, I've seen, you know, of course, everyone's heard of Lyme disease at this point, but I've seen a number of clients who have had basically unremitting symptoms, not able to really find the cause, being told it's all in their heads, you know, seeking treatment and going to many different doctors and specialists and not even necessarily being properly diagnosed at first. But then when they are, the treatment processes haven't really been that effective. So that's one part. And then the other part is people, particularly with children, and I know now from our call a few minutes ago with the TTN group that this affects adults too, but I've seen cases where children all of a sudden develop these really what many people would call bizarre reactions of, you know, psychotic symptoms, OCD symptoms that just sort of like one day come out of the blue. And it's so perplexing for families and parents to understand how to help them. Why is this happening? What the heck is going on? And of course, for the child, it must be terrifying and very traumatizing to just have this sudden change in how you feel and how your behavior is, and nobody knows why or what to do about it. So that's what drives me. I've also seen the really complex long-term healing process that people go through when they've had these illnesses for years and years. So with that said, that's why I want to bring your work to my audience so that anyone who's listening, who's a therapist or just someone who's had these experiences or symptoms and doesn't know what to make of it could maybe find a new avenue to look into for their own healing.
Yeah. And it really is on the increase, right? And I think we definitely have seen an increase in the pandemic world because I think it's surprising, you know, to know that mental health issues, and we've heard about long haulers with COVID, mm-hmm. but there's really an overlap between, you know, the world of PANS and long haulers for many people, and it can really be the same. And we know there's been sudden onset psychiatric problems after COVID, but there are many other reasons. And I always want to start out with, this is so important, the sudden onset of a psychiatric issue without a trauma trigger is a problem, people. That is a serious problem. And we are not looking enough at it. Many people come to me after seeing 12 or more providers. I said in our group, in your awesome group, that actually my world record was that I was the 55th provider. And within 10 minutes, I figured out that she actually had Lyme disease induced mental health issues. And guess what? It wasn't that hard to figure out. And she had really gone down too many rabbit holes with medical providers, some mental health providers, but largely medical providers who just really were missing the glaring signs. And, you know, what did I, it was a sudden onset. It was literally a sudden onset on a day where she was at the beach. And there, I was like, did you walk through tall grass? And she was like, yeah, we were in tall grass the whole time. And if you're, you know, in that probably freaks people out that ticks are in tall grass along beach, but they really are. But what drove it was a sudden onset, right? And it wasn't normal. There wasn't a history. There was no trauma. I'd done all my due diligence in the pre-interview and the interview process. But what is a big problem is the people who are the frontline workers who really wind up being mental health providers, Laura, they don't know what they don't know enough about this to help clients, right? Because we have to understand what it is before we can either decide we're going to treat this ourselves because you're going to get, you know, learn more and be an expert, or to refer out. We always are going to refer to a medical provider when we know there's an infection or a toxin that's impacting mental health. But also to know that the medical field, unfortunately, does not have accurate information, both in diagnosis and treatment. And that is shocking to everybody, you know, but I see it time and time again. And the average person for just a straight Lyme disease case through research, we know they see between 5 and 7 providers for a very typical Lyme case. So that means that Lyme disease is going to go from what's called early stage Lyme disease, which is very easy to treat. And within 2 weeks, it can go to what's called late stage Lyme disease, where it can have, you know, long-term neurological consequences. So we're not doing right by these people. We're just not getting the right information. And we're not, you know, because we're not diagnosing, we definitely, even we know it's there, Laura, they're not getting proper treatment. The average person is getting for tick-borne illness, they're getting about 2 weeks of antibiotics. And even then, it's only if they have like an obvious, you know, spirochete type of rash. And only 30% of people have rashes, 12% have a spirochete. So they're getting 2 weeks of antibiotics when a spirochete takes 28 days to cycle. So when you have a bullseye rash, I mean, that is obvious, but most people don't have a rash. I mean, there's just a variety of symptoms, but there are many other ways that people have PANS and PANDAS. And I'm guessing we should dive into that.
Yeah, I'm going to let you kind of tell everybody what these things are.
Yeah.
Explain them a little bit.
Let's talk about what they are. And then I want everybody who's listening to have a better idea of how they're diagnosed and what you should do as a therapist when you believe, you know, because I think one of the best parts about your group is they got a chance to ask questions, which is amazing. But my goal was for them to look at their current caseload and think about past cases of people who could fit in this criteria. So PANS, PANDAS, autoimmune encephalopathy, AE, are neuropsychiatric conditions where the body has a misdirected immune response to a toxin trigger, could be anything from mold or other toxins, other chemicals, or a infectious disease trigger. And that infectious disease could be Lyme disease, it could be COVID, it could be Epstein-Barr, it could be Coxsackie's. There is no limit in what that toxin trigger, I mean, their infectious disease trigger can be. Now, with PANS and PANDAS, it is a sudden overnight onset of neuropsychiatric issues, which we'll go over. And in AE, it is much more of soft signs, a slower buildup, but it is the body creating a misdirected immune response. It starts attacking itself and it produces neuroinflammation. And this neuroinflammation is what really is wreaking havoc in the body. And you're seeing the top three core areas for PANS and PANDAS diagnosis are restrictive eating, ARFID, eating disorder, tics, right? And, you know, ticking, like Tourette's, not tics, because we're talking about Lyme disease, and OCD. Now, there can be other things. I often see school refusal. I often see anxiety. I often see rage. We have urinary frequency. We have problems sleeping. We have a loss of skills. So you could all of a sudden not be able to read. I mean, I see that quite a bit, actually, or a loss of math skills, coordination skills. There can be a regression. And again, there is a sudden onset. But the other part of that I want all therapists to hear, because nobody really talks about this, is there can be a deep acceleration or a worsening of a pre-existing condition. And with 50% of U.S. children having a physical or a mental health problem in America, 2011 data, we got a lot of kids with stuff, okay? Autism now is, you know, 1 in 37 births, 1 in 27 males, and by 2031, it's going to be 1 in 21 births of all births. So we're accelerating our rate of neurodevelopmental disorders. So it can be complex and confusing, but when there is an overnight change and we don't have a trauma trigger, we don't have a physical or mental health, you know, something happened that would exacerbate, and it's super clear, we have to at least rule out PANS and PANDAS. And I think that's shocking for a lot of therapists, because they're like, how am I qualified? Well, we're going to talk about what some of those symptoms are, but I hope people are having an aha moment, like, wow, I didn't realize anxiety could be there already, but then it got really, really bad and seemingly overnight. And yet there was no reason why. They weren't bullied. Their cat didn't die. there, you know, something significant happened around it, right? A head injury is often can be tied to a worsening of symptoms. So that is really important for therapists to recognize and then know there's a lot of other symptoms that can possibly go with it. And with that, in everybody's intake, you want to ask, right? We ask, when did this start? Was there a period where things got much worse? Why? Right? So you'll get a very different answer with, I don't know why, or you might get a date. Anytime somebody gives you a date, like, you know, March 12th, 2021, seemed to develop OCD overnight. You need to look at that and say, well, what happened in those weeks or months around that? They give you an answer that seems like, oh yeah, you know, her grandmother died, her father died, her cat died. Okay, we probably got some trauma here, right? But when we don't have that, and then you start asking, well, was there illnesses? Did you have COVID in the 6 months before that? Did you whatever? And then you want to listen. Often these individuals have a pattern of illnesses. And so then you want to ask, do the mental health symptoms worsen around these illnesses? That's called a flare. So flares, worsening of that symptom for people with PANS and PANDAS is occurring because of neuroinflammation. So other illnesses, food allergies, stress can cause a worsening of symptoms. So we want to really listen for patterns that make sense, which I think most therapists do, but this is a different way. We're really starting to say, wait, health problems could be causing mental health issues, not mental health issues are causing health problems, right?
I know. And it's so confusing because it's all woven together. So even as you're talking about this and you say, was there a trauma? Well, maybe this was caused by trauma. Well, what if there was previous trauma and there was a exposure to strep, Lyme, or I know one of the ones you didn't say this earlier, but I don't know how you pronounce it. Babesia.
Yes.
That's one that I hear
tick-borne
a lot
illness.
Of people
yep.
dealing
Bartonella
with.
And Babesia are two of the most common tick-borne illness that are associated with pretty heavy duty psychiatric mental health problems. They're just, when those are there, you're just much more likely to have mental health problems. Such a great question, Laura. So we do know that people with trauma are more prone to autoimmune disease, right? Because the nervous system is so in a sympathetic dominant state, it can't properly address health issues. And so, and when all of the body's resources are supporting stress, right? It's hormones, it's immune system, it's neurotransmitters, everything is going to deal with the stressor. It leaves what I call the encampment gone. It's like, you know, the base, nobody's at the base. They're all trying to fight the war. And, you know, then somebody bombs the base because nobody's there. So all of our resources are in use. How can it properly address those things, right? And that's what happens in a person with a trauma history who hasn't properly addressed their trauma. They're in those activation states much more commonly and much more easily than a nervous system that's regulated and working in a parasympathetic state. So there is much more likely to be that case. And in fact, when my PANS, PANDAS clients, my chronic Lyme disease clients, they're all the same. They don't want to admit they're the same. But chronic Lyme is really PANS. We'll go into that. But each camp views it, the PANDAS people don't view it that differently. And just to understand, the chronic Lyme community has been around a lot longer. You know, we've known about Lyme disease a lot longer. And PANS, PANDAS, who's spearheading that is a bunch of really angry mothers. And angry mothers get further. And I think that's part of why there's so much more talk now about PANS and PANDAS is because these amazing mothers who are like, I'm going to take care of this. And guess what? With 1 out of every 150 to 200 kids, according to research, having PANS and PANDAS, it's a whole lot more common. And we now have broadened PANS to adults. So PANS is pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome. We talked about the different triggers, but PANDAS is just strep. And that still is considered just pediatric. I don't really believe in that either. But PANDAS can be any infection, including strep, when it's combined with other things. And it does affect adults. And I think all of us can think of at least one client. You know, I remember having this lovely farmer come to me, and he had overnight OCD. And I was like, it was so clear that it was Lyme disease. I was able to get him in. It was like a holiday week. I was able to get him into somebody. And he was, you know, we knew that that's what it was. He got antibiotic treatments really quickly. Plus he did herbals. Plus he did a bunch of other things. There's no one treatment. And he was able to get better. He was like, Roseanne, I didn't come to you, I literally would have had to go to a psychiatric hospital. And that would have been, nobody would have figured it out. And I was like, well, the one you were going to, I know they wouldn't have figured it out. And I wish I could say that they're more up to date with these things, but I've had a lot of patients go to hospitals and they say like, wow, I think it could be like tick-borne. We can't treat it, but once you leave here, you could get some help. And I'm like, what is that about? You know, and obviously when somebody's truly unsafe, they should go to a facility that can provide safety for them, but we need to do a better job identifying and giving proper care for sure. So, but when it comes to PANS and PANDAS and autoimmune encephalopathy, as therapists, we want to really look at that, if those, the characteristics are there, if they are treatment resistant in general, like they've done a lot of good treatment, they've been consistent. They're not sprinkle therapy people, I like to call them, a little of this, but I'm only doing it for a month, and a little of that. They've been really consistent and they haven't improved. We want to look at that as a possibility. And we can't rule it out for people who have a trauma background. And what I was saying is that many of my people who haven't gotten better with PANS and PANDAS do have a trauma background. And just to know that there isn't a family that I work with who's been denied proper care who isn't traumatized.
Exactly. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
It's like, you know, chicken and egg, which one came first? Because the trauma of having these symptoms and not having any proper treatment or accurate diagnosis and having, you know, we go to, it's me, what's wrong with me, which is the same way people respond to trauma, react to trauma, right, is what's wrong with me. So, but, you know, I can say I've had, I mean, for one, I'm considering whether I may have all of the things that we just talked about.
We didn't also get into all the scary parts of ticks like we did in our group. Nobody will ever go outside again.
I know. Like me with my wooded yard. But, you know, just like having brain fog, having food sensitivities and anxiety and depressive symptoms and pain and fatigue, just those symptoms are so overwhelming. They just kind of like take you out, and it's hard to, I mean, first of all, when you feel like you can't get out of bed because you're so exhausted and you right, can't think clearly, how in the heck are you going to figure out why? And if you go to a doctor and they say, oh, you're in midlife or menopause or you're totally fat or you're depressed, you know, and they just give you like maybe some medications to treat the symptoms that don't do anything for whatever is driving the symptoms.
Psych meds often have paradoxical reactions with these people. We know this through research. So they often have the opposite effect than we expect. So that's also a big red flag. And it could be even just ADD medication cause a full destabilization, bring on a psychosis. I mean, I've seen it a lot. This isn't, you know, this isn't just anecdotal information. This is in the flyers about, you know, these medications. We have to start thinking more broadly, but you're right, Laura. Like, you have brain fog, you have these things. And what I find is that people get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right. They wind up Googling things. They typically wind up with a functional physician, a naturopathic physician who's much more root cause oriented, right? So our system is set up to be system, right? You know, like not system, the symptom. And as somebody who's trained, like I did neuropsych testing for 22 years, like I was a diagnostician, right? But what was cool about what I did is I had to look at all the different components. So like it just trained me differently. I didn't look at one thing. I used to say, well, here's this one thing. How is this connected to this, this, and this? And that really helped me. And you don't have to be trained in that. You just have to start thinking differently. So here's somebody with trauma. I'm doing good work with her, you know, or him. He's a great person. He's following through. He's doing the homework. You know, they're clean eating. You know, these are things that are really, you know, I'm a big proponent of an anti-inflammatory diet. The research is super clear that it's one of the top things people can do for mental health. We don't talk about it enough. And these are things that I always recommend to my people because it can help people. An anti-inflammatory diet, the most researched one is Mediterranean. You're not outside of your scope by saying to people, you might want to look into it. Mediterranean diet, you know, this is healthful stuff, people, right? We're not, nobody's going to get injured by a Mediterranean diet, but we want to get inflammation down regardless of whether it's pans and pandas. We know very clearly that neuroinflammation is tied to greater symptoms, you name it, anxiety, depression, attention, brain fog. So let's start with some of those basic things and see if there's some improvements too. Because sometimes, you know, Laura, surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, you know, people are worn out, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so to get them to the next thing when they just got to you and they maybe they're a trauma case and they've never had proper trauma therapy, or maybe they're an OCD case and they kept getting pushed to anxiety treatment, which is not what you want for OCD. So they're finally getting specialist care. Right. But then you open Pandora's box. And this is what happens to me all the time. I mean, people coming to me haven't just seen that many providers. They've done a lot in a lot of different realms. And so you have to, psychoeducation has to be part of it. Trust and safety has to be part of it, and why that's important. And that's why it's so important to get them to an appropriate provider. Like, you really, if you suspect Lyme, PANS, or PANDAS, you want to go to a specialist in that. And that is not just a simple infectious disease. I find most university hospitals to not really be up to date with the most best diagnostics that are used. They're still using very traditional diagnostics. There's a whole controversy in Lyme disease about how it's assessed. But these are clinical diagnoses based on symptoms, and they can treat without tests. Because ticks are very genetically evasive, it is believed to be the most evasive bacteria on the planet. It's 40 times more complex than its cousin, syphilis. So it's very, they know now, they found it, ticks.
They're cousins?
What? They're cousins. Syphilis and tick-borne illness are cousins. So, and wow. You know, syphilis was like, you know, really hard to overcome.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's having a resurgence too.
Yes, it is. So, but you know, there's a complexity in the treatment because of most people have multiple tick-borne illness, right? We only talk about Lyme, but as you said, there's Bartonella. Bartonella is a parasite. And Bartonella often produces what's called a Bartonella rash, a Bart rash, some people call it. You can look it up, Google Images, and they look like stretch marks, but they're slightly different. They have a darkness to them, and they also wax and wane, which stretch marks don't wax and wane. They're there, right? And I can say that's the most frequently missed sign of tick-borne illness. Of anything is missed. And they're often shown to physicians, and physicians are like, oh, they're just stretch marks. But when they're there and we have unresolved OCD, psychosis, depression that, you know, is just not getting better, right? And we have treatment compliant people. And sometimes we don't have treatment compliant people. I've had people who are awake 1 hour a day. How can you be treatment compliant if you're awake 1 hour a day? But that's the kind of neurological impact it has on their system. And it's a hard road. I mean, this is not like, well, you get your antibiotics. Some people have to do immune treatments like IVIG. They might have to do plasmapheresis. I mean, the road to getting the right treatment, the costs associated with it, everything is hard, hard, hard. Every once in a while, I meet somebody who was like, I knew what it was. So I got treatment right away. And we're doing X, Y, and Z, and our symptoms got better. But that is just not normal. Most people have a years-long road. I would say that it's very common with people. Most people fly out to see me. Most people have been dealing with this for a minimum of 5 years. And I would say 10 years is very common, you know, which is not okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of overwhelming in just how, I mean, I think I already understood because I've had some clients go through this, and especially where I live here in Maryland, we have a lot of Lyme and tick-borne illness here. And hearing from my clients, you know, that my clients are the ones who've taught me, oh, I turned out to have Babesia or Bartonella, and what the treatment process was like for them, because we have some Lyme literate doctors here who are holistic and more of a functional approach, where they do these like IVs, and I don't know if it's IVIG or something else, but they're doing
it's probably
all these
IVIG.
Like heavy things. It's like months long getting these IVs and feeling, you know, the effects of that. But, you know, I've seen people go through those processes for like a couple of years and I know, yeah, a couple of years and get better. So that's amazing. But based on what you're saying and the research that you've talked about a little bit already, there's really so much more prevalence than in the general population. And so there must be so many more people who have these viruses, parasites, et cetera, in their bodies that are affecting them, and they aren't being addressed at all. The
yeah.
People,
I mean,
aren't even
people
aware
sometimes
of it.
Know they have mold in their house, and they're not tying mold to their chronic mental health issues, right? Like, because we think, well, you know, some people actually are much more susceptible to mold, and yeah. They have genetic markers which make it harder for them, right? Because the other part of this is like, you know, why does one person get this and another person doesn't, right? And that's a big question, right? But we know that there's so many factors increasing mental health problems in general, and they are the same factors affecting these individuals with PANS, and chronic Lyme. So we have an increase in genetic mutations. We have very poor food quality in America. Most people eat like poo in America. Like they're like, oh, I have vegetables. I'm like, what? Well, we eat broccoli. Okay. Like you have to have a minimum of 5 cups of vegetables a day. I mean, most people aren't doing that. If you aren't doing it, don't feel bad. I'm not here to shame you. Dr. Rowe isn't here to shame you, but like add greens, like add some type of something to make that happen. So we are nutrient deficient. When these things happen in the body, they drain all the nutrients, even my trauma folks. So you're so activated, you will not be possible to have normal vitamin D, normal magnesium. Everything starts draining. And, you know, magnesium, most used nutrient in the body, somewhere between 300 and 600 chemical processes in the body requires a cofactor. And you will just burn through it in a stress state. So that means there's going to be physical things happening in the body where you are not able to complete. So you sort of create this perfect storm in a person with trauma to actually be more susceptible to illness, which is shocking to people, right? And also physical illness is going to cause you to be less likely to deal with stress and trauma. But we have all these factors impacting, and some people have variants or a stacking of variants, right? Even in autism, we're now learning there's very few genetic variants that absolutely lead to autism, but we now know any stacking multiple variants together actually just might make you more likely to have autism, which, you know, I do in my program, my brain behavior reset program, we do genetic testing too, to look at what nutrients and supplements, foods are actually going to help you or hurt you. And you can just see that the more impacted somebody is, the more likely they are to have a stacking of variants. So we also know that these individuals, right, there's often a breaking of the blood-brain barrier. Maybe they're taking a psych med that opened it up. Maybe there's a head injury. Maybe there's excessive EMFs. There's a lot of reasons why that happens. But we also know that they tend to have a multitude of illnesses in advance anyway. So there's no clear-cut path, but we do know with PANS and PANDAS, there's a dramatic uptick or a dramatic onset. And I think that's the part where we're really ignoring across the board in both the medical and the mental health part. And that's like, there's one takeaway from this. It is that, and for you to look at your cases and say, okay, and then what kind of treatments would they benefit from? So I always feel like obviously a specialist, and you can go to like PANDAS Network, you can go to Aspire.care, you can go to ILADS, and you can find care.
So, Roseanne, if therapists are seeing the sudden onset, sudden uptick in these symptoms, or, you know, they think that a client they're working with or themselves has the profile of what you're describing, what can they do?
Yeah. So that's why it's so important to find a medical provider who is a PANS, PANDAS, or Lyme literate expert. And you can do that by going to organizations that vet providers. And one of them is Aspire.care. Another is pandas.org. You can go to epidemicanswers.org, or you can go to the International Lyme Disease Association. Some of them require you to put your information in to get a list. And you should build a network of people in your area where hopefully you can cross refer to each other, because I have found that to be the best way to get client care, where you have an established relationship with 2 or 3 providers. You know them, you understand how they work. You understand, okay, they give this testing. This person works with people with mold or they don't. But it's really important to take a multi-pronged approach in terms of PANS and PANDAS. It's not just medical treatment, it's mental health treatment, it's supporting the immune system, it's helping them to get that inflammation down as well. And for me, it's always about treatments that calm the nervous system down. But proper care starts with a proper diagnosis. And by doing listening more, asking the right questions, and listening for signs that, wait a second, oh, this person has an unusual rash, or yeah, they're always out in the woods, or, you know, it's surprising to people, but there are so many misconceptions, Laura, about Lyme disease in particular, which is one of the leading causes. And, you know, ticks don't have to be engorged. They don't have to be on 24 hours. And all kinds of ticks and insects, including deer ticks, which most people don't think the larger ticks carry tick-borne disease, but they do. And the moment a tick bites you, it empties its contents of its stomach, and it is possible to have Lyme disease. And I think one of the things that's really surprising to people is that these things can live within our system without wreaking havoc. And it's often when major stressors or a head injury or some other thing or another infection can actually cause these other infections to waken up in your system. So that's part of why we're seeing a real uptick during the COVID era, because COVID is, from a brain perspective, and I do brain maps and I can do basically like a brain scan and you can see neural inflammation, but COVID can look very much like Epstein-Barr in the brain, and both of them are things that can awaken other things lurking in your system that might not have cause. But as much as this freaks people out, there is care, as Laura said, and the longer it's been there, the longer the treatment path is going to be. But if we shorten that window, people can get better quicker.
That's what we want to do, is shorten that window. Just like with trauma, we want people to recognize it sooner, get treatment sooner, so that it doesn't impact people for the rest of their lives. And I'm just curious, and I don't know if you'll really be able to know the answer to this, but I'm just curious how when you said, why are some people susceptible to this and some people aren't, how much does the amount of trauma that person has already experienced before this exposure happens impact their ability to keep it sort of at bay? Like, it's still there, it's inside, but you know, their system is able to operate and their nervous system is able to stay regulated enough to keep the inflammation from sending them, like tipping them over into that extreme place.
Well, you know, just even when I did trauma work, I worked with survivors from 9/11 and also was one of 9 approved providers for Sandy Hook. What you bring to the table is what helps you get through anything. So when you have a history of trauma, right, and unresolved trauma looks very different in a nervous system for people that have resolved their trauma. Not to say there's never an activation, but it doesn't put you in a constant fight, flight, or freeze state. But absolutely, trauma in lurking in your nervous system for sure has an impact on people with infectious disease and PANS and PANDAS. And they're just much more likely to experience these conditions. And the other part of that is they're more likely to face treatment hurdles. If your nervous system is struggling and improper detoxification, of course, along with improper medical treatment, those tend to be the biggest barriers that I see in people healing, right? And people wind up coming to me because I get them to support their nervous system. I help them support detoxification through a lot of lifestyle components. And I think the other part about mental health, we don't talk enough about lifestyle, but a lot of symptoms can be lessened by holistic lifestyle components, right? Nobody wants to power down. They never want to do things, right? Because we live in an activated state, even when people aren't traumatized. But it's so important from healing from everything, physical and mental health.
That's so true. Oh gosh, I could just talk to you for hours. And so I know you have, and this will be coming out before your webinar series that's coming up. So will you tell people a little bit about that and who's it for?
Yeah. So I have a therapist webinar series on PANS and PANDAS and really not just diagnosing, but integrative care strategies. It's a deep dive in what we did. It's a lunch and learn series on Fridays, starting April 19th, running through May. And I have a special discount for my therapy chat people. You're going to put in the code therapy and Laura's going to have it in the show notes, but that's our special discount. And if you can't make it live, which I hope you can, because you'll be able to get a chance to ask me questions, on these four Friday lunch and learns. And I picked Fridays because a lot of therapists take Fridays off to catch up on other things. They're not really off, or maybe you're doing self-care. There will eventually be a virtual version, and I won't know enough about it. You can always go to my website, drroseanne.com, and sign up for anything, and you'll be in, you'll get information about our different products and services. And I do just put out a lot of content about not just PANS and PANDAS, but integrative tools and methods to support the nervous system. So drroseanne.com, DRROSEANN. But Laura is going to have the special code and information for our therapy chat peeps.
Yeah. And thank you so much for giving a special discount to us. And I'm going to try to make it for that. I hope that even if I can't attend each one, if it'll be recorded, that they'll be able to send out the recording. And I know you're not sure on the specifics of that yet, but I also want you to tell people about your podcast, please.
Yeah. So I have a podcast. It's called It's Gonna Be Okay. You can search science-backed mental health and behavioral solutions, or just Dr. Roseanne. And it's a podcast for parents. I have a lot of therapists that listen to it, short episodes. Most of them are under 15 minutes. And it's really diving into both the most common clinical issues and complex issues affecting kids, but it's really about science-backed solutions. That is what I talk about. They're all holistic, and I educate people on actionable ways to reset the nervous system and change behaviors. That's what it's about. And it's called It's Going to Be Okay, because that's what I tell every single person that comes to me, because they're so distressed and they're so worried about their kids.
Thank you for providing solutions for people and reassurance and help and so many amazing things that you do. I'm really grateful that we have connected and become friends over time. So thank you. And thank you so much for being my guest again on Therapy Chat today.
Well, thank you for all that you do. And you know, I always love when we spend time together. So thank you.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Regan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.